great.
Well, I'm afraid I'm imposing here.
Oh, you are?
I asked for a
no,
dollar,
don't,
I
don't
for
even
two.
Think about that. Don't do that.
What do you call onions when you pick them when they're small and serve them at the table raw?
Well, those are just a little green onion.
Uh-huh.
Not a Bermuda. Then they grow cucumbers here. I'm going to feed you some of those too. Or do you eat them?
Oh, yes.
A lot of people don't eat cucumbers, I think.
I put out some vines for my girls. I think that Debbie would rather eat cucumbers than anything. We're a little afraid because she'll just make a meal of cucumbers.
I know something that's real cute to fix for kids. When you're wanting to plant something, you know, that is interesting to them. And one of the things is morning glories. Had
mm-hmm.
you thought about that on your fence?
Uh-huh.
And another thing is a gourd. You know those little gourds that...
I've wanted to put some of those out, but I just haven't done it.
But you know, they'd just get a bang out of that.
Oh, yeah.
They'd like that.
I don't think it would be too late to put them out now.
No, I don't think so.
But we have roses along the back of our fence. We thought, well, we'll put ever-blooming roses and we'll have blossoms all year. We had blossoms in May and that was it.
Lester keeps trying to find something that he can put around his dog pen. But you know, it seems like things just won't grow so well back there. I don't know. I think that might be just a normal thing around the dog pen anyway. But he keeps trying to make it. He thinks he needs something around his pen, but I don't know what he thinks he can make grow.
Some of this evergreen purple honeysuckle might make it. It's fairly hardy. But I don't really know.
We have some honeysuckle, the yellow and white pine, just outside those windows there. He might... would they be as hardy as the purple?
I don't know. My neighbor set out about a dozen plants on his fence last fall. And this spring he sprayed to kill the weeds. He now has two left.
Oh.
He's sick.
Not too bad.
But he got a sprayer and he just went insane with the thing. He sprayed everything. Going to kill the weeds. The weeds are green and fine now.
Well, had too much rain. Probably for that.
What do you call these large yellow flat beans that get, oh, perhaps that large? That is the bean itself.
Well, I call them butter beans.
Uh-huh. Now, how do you prepare these when you're going to pick them, and then what do you do?
Well, now some of those, now that'd be a yellow wax bean, wouldn't it? Is that
uh-huh.
the one you're talking about?
Yeah,
well,
just about.
Well, I guess you'd have to break those beans just like you would a green.
Uh-huh.
Or shell them. Sometimes they'd shell out. And a black-eyed pea would shell out, you know. Oh, I think they're delicious.
Oh, yes. That's another one of the things my wife introduced me to.
Mm, that's good.
When you shell beans, what do you do to them?
When you shell them?
Uh-huh.
You break open the pod and
uh-huh.
shell them out. Oh, do you know what Lester introduced me to? Eating gravy on cornbread.
Oh, my wife. That's what my wife did. As a boy, I always crumbled it in milk. I thought this was the only way to eat it. I still like it that way.
Yes, and do you use sugar on that?
Yes,
do
I do,
you
but
really?
My wife doesn't.